From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says money not yet spent under the government's $700 billion bank bailout program, known as TARP for short, may be used to help bolster the economy and reduce federal red ink. Mr. Obama says the TARP program has turned out to be much cheaper than expected.
Some of that money can be devoted to deficit reduction. And the question is, are there selective approaches that are consistent with the original goals of TARP, for example, making sure that small businesses are still getting lending.
Mr. Obama was speaking after meeting at the White House with Turkey's Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan. The president praised Turkey for its support of the military effort against militants in Afghanistan. The Pentagon says about 16,000 U.S. troops will be part of the first wave of additional forces sent to Afghanistan. A contingent of about 1,500 Marines from North Carolina will depart later this month. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the surge of additional U.S. troops in Afghanistan will mean more pressure and stress for American forces, even as combat units are withdrawn in Iraq. From member station WPLN, Daniel Potter reports.
Speaking to soldiers at Fort Campbell, an army post on the Tennessee-Kentucky border, Admiral Mike Mullen addressed the demands of two ongoing wars. He noted rapid deployments have contributed to a spiking suicide rate, calling the problem vexing.
What is clear now, obviously, is the pressure, for me anyway, is the pressure of these wars and these deployments have ratcheted up this suicide rate to a level that we absolutely must figure out how to start making it go down.
Earlier this fall, Fort Campbell posted the highest suicide rate of any Army installation. Mullen says in the next year, time at home will increase slightly, particularly for the Army. But he says soldiers won't stay home twice as long as they're deployed until at least 2011. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.
The Environmental Protection Agency has formally declared that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions pose a danger to the health of the American people and must be regulated. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has more.
The EPA's announcement responds to a Supreme Court decision 2 years ago. States and environmental groups had sued the EPA. They challenged the agency's contention under President Bush that it didn't have the power to regulate heat-trapping gases. By declaring that greenhouse gases endanger public health, the EPA is laying the groundwork for regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Under President Obama, the agency already has proposed rules for cutting global warming pollution from new passenger vehicles and from new power plants and factories and those undergoing major renovations. The announcement comes as representatives from around the world meet in Copenhagen to negotiate a new international response to climate change. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 12 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal prosecutors have charged a Chicago man with checking out targets for deadly terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India last year that killed 166 people, including a half dozen Americans. David Coleman Headley was charged with 12 criminal counts. He had previously been charged with helping plan attacks against a newspaper in Denmark, which ran cartoons featuring Islam's prophet Muhammad, cartoons that led to violent protests. The U.S. envoy on the North Korean nuclear issue, Stephen Bosworth, has met with South Korean officials ahead of a visit to the North Korean capital. It will be the first such visit to the North by an Obama administration official. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Bosworth met in Seoul on Monday with Foreign Minister Yoo Myung-hwan and top nuclear negotiator Wee Sung-luk. The two sides are eager to show that in dealing with Pyongyang directly, Washington is not bypassing Seoul. On Tuesday, Bosworth flies to Pyongyang for 3 days of talks with North Korean officials, but not with leader Kim Jong-il. The U.S. stresses that its main aim at present is to coax Pyongyang back into six-party negotiations. After his trip, Bosworth will brief officials in Beijing, Tokyo, and Moscow. Bosworth has so far avoided speaking to the media, which South Korea's Yonhap News Agency interpreted as a way of keeping expectations for this trip low. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The Northwest Airlines pilots, whose licenses were revoked after they flew past their flight's destination in October, say air traffic controllers should get part of the blame. In an appeal filed with the National Transportation Safety Board, the pilots claim that controllers violated air traffic rules and did not coordinate effectively with Northwest dispatchers. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.